Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
The Humana Honor Medicare Advantage Plan gives you $1,860 back each year in your Social Security check. Choose coverage that helps you keep more money in your pocket. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana. A more human way to healthcare. The Part B Give Back benefit pays part or all of your Part B premium, and the amount may change based on the amount you pay for Part B. Limitations and restrictions may apply. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
We will get to Bill's throws in a second. Before that, quick plug for our friends in Holdridge at First Rate Ag. They're a full-service ag retailer offering everything from crop protection to lawn fertilizer. Are you the logo?
First Rate.
There he is. Bill is
number
the logo.
Number one ag protection
not,
service.
Not second.
I was talking.
Not third.
So I didn't realize this. So also, well, I guess I did, but this needs to be hit on. And Parker is so humble, he won't hit on it. So the money that is saved by what happens to your combine, if you have weedy fields, that's what beats your combine up, and then you break down, all of a sudden you've got major, major issues with your equipment. How do you get it fixed in time? We got to get the corn out. We got to get our beans out, but we have weeds in it, which is jamming up our combine. That doesn't happen because it's like a sewing machine humming through the fields when you have First Rate Ag.
It's a good visual.
Yeah, it's a good visual. You don't want that problem. I'm telling you right now, the biggest problem that I find now from farmers when I talk to them, we're broke down. Nothing's happening. Everything stopped. And then all of a sudden, things can go really bad for you.
26 years in business. Reach out at firstrateag.com or call 308-995-8327. Ask for Parker or Kristen. Mention the ticket. By the way, before Bill throws also on YouTube,
yes,
you asked Andy, who is in Flagstaff,
about
Rhonda's. He said, oh, yeah, I know Rhonda's well. Several people said they know Rhonda's.
Yeah, it's a great place.
There.
Yes, it's right in the main drive going through town. I think it's the west side of the road. Yeah, incredible. It's a diner. It's incredible. I bet I've eaten there 100 times because when I coached there, that's the only place we went to eat at.
Yes,
that was the spot. Yeah, that was the spot.
I'd like to go there sometime.
Yes, really good.
Go to Flagstaff. We're sleeting right now.
Is the Museum Club still open? There was a place called the Museum Club, and it was a kind of a country bar. It was right on Route 66. I wonder if that's still open,
Andy,
or not.
Let us know.
Yeah, let us know about the museum.
He said is it Mike and Rhonda's, or is it a different place? Is Mike a different place?
Maybe it's Mike. I thought it was just Rhonda's. Maybe I'm off on that. I'm sure it's the same place, but yes, that's
says it's still open,
yes,
though. So.
Great.
Okay.
Makes me happy.
It is time to do Bill's Thrills on a Friday, so
nice.
Let's fire it up.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom
bonanza.
Okay. Yeah, this is going to be bonanza.
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him coach, but to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. Have you seen? I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break. Sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors.
Yes, as always, Bill's Thrill sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors, the ATMs, the cash cows of Lincoln. Call them at 402-730-7387 for a free consultation to plan your financial future today. And by the way, Bill, the Museum Club is still open.
Thank you.
Flagstaff.
Yeah, it's an incredible place. I'm telling
you. That's from Nelson, Montana, tells us that. So.
Nels, thank you very much, Nels. I appreciate that.
It's a freaky football Friday.
Football, food for thought.
Uh-hoo.
Football, right. Food for thought. Let's start with the first one. Dan Lanning and his move that he did at Oregon versus Ohio State with the 12th player.
Mm.
Within 2 days, the loophole has been closed.
Yes.
Within 2 days,
incredible.
The loophole has been closed. Here's what's incredible about it. First of all, it was a genius move. If anyone feels that it's like, well, that was cheating, it's not. It's not. When you have a rule, you can do that. There's rules are rules, and you have people take delay of games to move the field back. They'll do different things. So, nope, he found the loophole. Here's what's amazing. We still don't know, or any of them would have admitted, that Connor Stallions was on the sideline for the Western Michigan game. Was it Central or Western? I draw a blank on that. Western Michigan is what I felt. We don't know that yet. We also don't, and that's been a year. That's been over a year
actually,
ago.
No, sorry, it was Central Michigan.
Central.
Central.
We don't know that yet. We also don't know what the punishment is for Michigan. We have no idea. It's been over a year. But within 36 hours, the NCAA got together with their rules committee and changed this rule. So just the speed of it is alarming. Also, what's alarming is that at some point in time that it was just missed, that it wasn't identified with it, that the time would go back on the clock or whatever, the different parts of it. But it was just, I thought the timing of how fast they got it done. And then imagine that forever. It's the Dan Lanning rule.
That's awesome.
That's what it is.
It's
my rule. I did that. And great job by him. Next thing, Nebraska, Indiana. There's three big games. It's Georgia, Texas, and then you've got Tennessee, Alabama.
Okay.
And the third biggest game of the day is Indiana, Nebraska. And it's on at 11 o'clock. And just look at the 11 o'clock games, the big noon kickoff for East Coast time. There's nothing. There's literally nothing on at that time slot. And there's nobody not watching football when it gets to noon/11 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
So Nebraska has one of the biggest stage, and they're going to be there with Urban Meyer and the entire crew. And everyone knows right now that the big noon crew is basically, they're like evens with ESPN and game day. They've done an incredible job. People have flocked to that. So they, Nebraska and Indiana, get the attention of the world. And it's one of the hottest topics going right now. The number of pundits that are just like, can't wait to see this game. Everyone's watching this game. It'll be one of the most commented games on post-game Saturday when the day's over, and then Sunday, Monday, that all through early next week before you get to the next games, it'll be one of the most talked about games in college football. So that's a great job. And the reason it's talked about, two things, that Nebraska's 5-1 and Indiana's 6-0. That's why it's talked about. It's not, if one of these teams were 3-3,
yep,
it's not even talked about.
Nope.
So both sides, they both turned their keys to set this one up, which is really cool. Okay, so let's talk about some great games. Evaluation game. Iowa, Michigan State. It's probably going to be 49 degrees and overcast, maybe some slight mist. I don't know that, but that's what it is every day. Every day in East Lansing is miserable. It is overcast, and it is, you see the sun. It's like being at Notre Dame. You see the sun like 8 times a year. I mean, they have to have, like, they must give out like vitamin D, like it every place that they go. Just here, take some of these. And you walk
in, you're going to need it.
You go into U-Stop. It's like, you want a smoothie or something like that? I get a vitamin D smoothie because there's no sunshine. UCLA Rutgers is one of the most fascinating games there is for me. 3 time zone flight by UCLA. They go out to Rutgers. Rutgers not playing well. It's also a great evaluation game for Nebraska to watch a game.
Right.
So that game's, I think that's Big Ten Network, if I remember. Who shows up in that game is going to be interesting. Houston at Kansas, Arrowhead. Probably going to be 20,000 people there. There'll be no one at the game. Kansas is 1-5. Incredible how the drop-off that they've had. Houston, extremely well-coached, new staff. And they're kind of ascending a little bit. Houston's ascending a little bit. So that's just a fascinating game to watch. But Willie Fritz is a builder, and you don't want to coach against. He'll have his team ready to go. And this is, Kansas has to win this game. They go to 1-6. They're not going to a bowl game. They're not going to win the next 5. So this is a big game for right there. Colorado, Arizona, I think, is a directional game. Whereas I think if Arizona loses, they just drop off face of the earth. Colorado, once again, they have a couple losses. It'll be tough for them to rebound to see what happens. I think that game is going to be incredible. Baylor, Texas Tech, for this reason, Aranda, heavy hot seat. And the head coach there, McGuire, he was on rule staff at Baylor, that he was retained. He stayed on the staff with Aranda at Joey McGuire stayed there. So that's an intriguing game, because that's going to get very heated if Baylor loses that game. UCF at Iowa State. The Gus bus not going anywhere right now. They're 3-3. Things are not going well for them whatsoever. They're at an Iowa State team where everything's going great for them. They're ranked 9th in the country. So just to see what happens in that game, the fall and the rise between those two teams are unbelievable. So that was just my list of games that I think are secretly
This show is brought to you by BetterHelp. October is the season for wearing masks and costumes, but some of us feel like we wear a mask and hide more often than we want to, at work, in social settings, and sometimes around our family. Therapy can help you learn to accept all parts of yourself so you can take off the masks, because masks should be for Halloween fun, not for our emotions. Therapy can be helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself and isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Take off the mask with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earlybreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earlybreak.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, I'm Devin Whitmire. People from South Carolina, like myself, are proud of their state, but even we don't know every nook and cranny or every piece of culture or history. To explore places that are off the beaten path, you have to talk to the people there, because their stories, their ideas make everything come together. From Discover South Carolina, it's the Palmetto Porch. To learn more, visit scpalmettoporch.com.
Very intriguing to watch. And there's a bunch. There's some big-time games. And there's some other games be fun. A lot of them be fun to see for Nebraska fans. Like, where do these other teams stand? How do they play? What's Iowa look like against Michigan State? How's it going to happen with all these things? So a lot of fun. But the loophole was interesting. You know, they fixed it in 36 hours.
There's good news for Lance Leipold, our friend of the show in Kansas.
Yeah,
they are not the worst story of the year. Florida State is the most disappointing team in college football.
Correct.
Kansas is up there. It's in the conversation. But Florida State is by far the most disappointing team in the country.
To be 13-0 last year, and then are they 1-5 or 1-6 right now?
They're 1-5.
1-5. 1-5. That's beyond remarkable to be that close. And then at a place where the coach has been there for a while. Obviously, he's been there for
Norvell.
Norvell's been there, 6 years now?
Yeah, something like
and
that.
And it wasn't great. Built it up. Had an unbelievable season. You know, like I said, I felt they should have been in the playoffs just because of the quarterback injury. I get why they didn't happen. I still felt they should have been. And then now the drop-off is just...
fell off a cliff.
It's insane. And the difference on what quarterback you get is so important. I mean, it's so important. The rumor was that they were heavily involved in Cam Ward. And it just financially didn't work out. It was better for Cam Ward to go to Miami. What a difference.
Working out for them pretty
well. How about the difference with Dylan Gabriel leaving Oklahoma and going to Oregon? I mean, just you look at their quarterback play right now at Oklahoma.
It's not good.
And there's some talk about, well, he wanted to leave or this would have happened. But the question is, did you at all costs exhaust everything to keep him at Oklahoma is one of the things they're talked about. So you look at, they're not all slam dunks. Sometimes you watch where they go. If I remember right, Michigan State quarterback came from Oregon State, correct? Oregon State, playing not good. He's got more picks than touchdowns. He's playing, you know, after he made the comment, bet the overs on the first game, we're ready to roll. So there's just so many variables that come into it. And that's what, like I said, then that gets back to the Nebraska game, what that makes it so interesting with the variables that Indiana is brought to the table. But like I said, it's going to be a game of, it could be so fascinating because either one of these teams, I said, they haven't played great. Nebraska has played the tougher of the scouts, even though the numbers really don't say it in the rankings. But I just feel that Illinois and then some of the skill they had to match up with at Colorado to win that game, I think that stands out a little bit. So I think they have a little bit more battle-tested, I believe, than what Indiana is. So what got done during these 2 weeks in both camps is huge. What took place? I mean, everyone knew they had practice. They did this. Who did it better? Who did it better in these last 2 weeks? Who coached better in these last 2 weeks? Because there's not a lot of talent we look at and just go, well, they're just so much better at this spot. Probably the only spot you'd say that is Nebraska D-line is significant, in my opinion. But what happened these last 2 weeks? What'd they change? What'd they tweak? Did they attack their weaknesses and say, this is where we have to get better, and what do we do to get that better during this time? So it'll be interesting.
All right. That is a football frenzy, football freaky football Friday edition of Bill's Thrill, sponsored by
somewhat Dirk's, of a frenzy.
Yeah. Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors. Let's play the game show.
Oh, wow. This is never good. I'm by myself.
When Sip is gone, it's good luck, Bill, because of Sharon.
What's my record? Six and five.
We're above 500.
Okay, that's not bad. I'm pretty proud of that, honest with you.
Today is, well, it sounds like it was a couple weeks ago, but it's different. Today we're doing Seinfeld 2.0, because we did Seinfeld with you before.
Bothers me. I won that, but it bothers me is that I lock up. I lock up a lot. My brain freezes. But I like this. I like this. It gives me a chance.
We're going back to brand new, all fresh questions, Seinfeld trivia again, because Bill doesn't like doing the game show by himself. So I want to make sure you feel good about it.
At least have a chance.
And Seinfeld then, questions again.
Oh, I don't like this. Now the pressure's on because I have some knowledge.
464-5685. Good luck, Bill, starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!" No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
Once again, if you're curious, Sip is probably about to be in the air right now at Lincoln Airport heading to...
Have we gotten any sort of a photo?
I didn't get one.
We were supposed to get... They were boarding at 7:30. He's on the plane at this time right now.
He was with us for the first two segments today.
It's incredible he did that. Yeah, he could have just tapped out. Didn't do it. Came in. Did Aging Gracefully, which was incredible, talking about Tony Davis and George Darlington. Great job by Steve.
We hope he has a good flight to Indiana. Yeah. So, okay, we got... James, how do you feel about Seinfeld trivia today?
Good.
That's not good for me, James. Thank you.
Well, I know that Bill feels good about it, too. So.
I don't feel good. I feel like I lock up a lot.
I think you won last.
I did win. Okay, so. I did win.
All right, James, first question goes, do you know Lifeline for either of you? James, first question. At one point in Seinfeld, Kramer had a pet named Little Jerry. What type of animal was that pet?
Ooh. Monkey?
Did he say a donkey?
I think he said that or a monkey, one of the two.
Oh, it was not a monkey or a donkey.
He's a rooster.
Brilliant!
Rooster is correct.
got involved in yesterday. Yes. Little Jerry. Get him out of there! Get him out of there!
All right, one's your lead for Bill. First question, Bill. What fictitious company does George say he interviewed as a latex salesman when applying for an extension
Vandalay
at the
Industries.
Unemployment office? That is correct.
Vandalay.
Brilliant.
Art Vandalay.
That's just so beautiful.
That's so good. Remember he fell down. Answer the phone. Vandalay. Yeah. Vandalay what?
On the floor.
Kramer answers the phone. There's no Vandalay Industries here. Latex salesman.
2-0 lead. You're down. You got to get this one right to stay alive, James. Last question. In season 4, what candy does Kramer drop into a patient when observing a surgery?
A gobstopper.
I think you know this one. You've already won the game, Bill, but you know what that was?
That's the junior man. He's watching surgery and dropped it, and it staved off the... For some act of God, it staved off the infection.
It did.
He had staph infection, but the junior man... kind of a... Boop.
Thank you, James. Thanks for trying, James. Call next time.
Hey, good job, Bill.
Thank you, James. Thanks for calling.
It was good luck, Bill, and a good job, Bill.
How's that? Thank you.
Now, you have the last question is the easiest one, I think. What is Jerry's father's name in Seinfeld?
Morty.
Is it Morty? And Bill goes 4-for-4 today.
Del Boca Vista Phase 2.
Yeah.
That's where they live at.
Can't be stopped. The junior mint thing. I love that.
The junior mint was... they're all staring over looking at
right,
the surgery.
Above,
he's eating the junior mint.
That's brilliant.
Yeah, it is. Had the hat on, kind of the...
Yes.
The hair net.
God, it's so great. Tiebreaker, Bill. You've already won the game. How old in real life is Michael Richards, who plays Kramer?
72.
75 years old.
75.
75.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I'm 72.
Yes. Well, I guess if Sip's gone again, I guess we'll do Seinfeld 3.0.
3.0. I like this.
It's good.
Yeah. Gives me a chance.
You got all four questions.
I would say this. There's most time at that, there's people that would have went to overtime. We just happened to just get caught him on a few
got
little
the,
ones.
Got
yes.
The rooster. Little Jerry.
Little Jerry.
That's a rooster.
Get him out of there.
Incredible. So that puts you guys as a winning week. You guys are 2-2, so 3-2 for the game show. For you, you yourself, 1-0 on Good
Thank
Luck
you.
Bill. That is a good week.
What a great job on the show. Thank you.
The spillover is next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Percent of the work week is spent communicating, typing, talking, and going back and forth on topics until everyone is on the same page. It's time for a change. It's time for Grammarly. Grammarly's AI ensures your team gets the point across the first time, eliminating misunderstandings and streamlining collaboration. It goes beyond basic grammar to help tailor writing to specific audiences. Whether that means adding an executive summary, fine-tuning tone, or cutting out jargon in just one click. 4 out of 5 professionals say Grammarly's AI boosts buy-in and moves work forward. It integrates seamlessly with over 500,000 apps and websites, is implemented in days, and is IT approved. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who trust Grammarly to elevate their communication. Visit grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly. Enterprise Ready AI.
At Humana, our Medicare Advantage plans give you coverage and care you can count on, along with guided support to help you feel your best. You could have a plan with a $0 premium or an all-in-one plan that may include medical and prescription coverage, as well as routine dental, vision, and hearing. Learn more at gethumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.